If you were a Native American living 1,500 years ago or so, Florida would have been a very nice place to call home. Standing here on the shores of the DeSoto National Memorial and looking across the Manatee River, swinging our eyes to the left and looking at the mouth of the Manatee and all the way across the mouth of Tampa Bay to Pinellas Point in current Pinellas County, you're looking at one of the richest maritime environments, certainly in North America, if not the world. Tampa Bay is an estuary, meaning that it contains a mix of freshwater and saltwater, freshwater coming in from many rivers that flow in from the east into the bay. And estuary environments support, of course, shellfish. Oysters we see very prominently in many of the shell middens in the Tampa Bay area, and many other species of shellfish, crabs, clams, conchs, and lots of fish that grow to maturity in the estuary and can provide meals for people who make their living primarily by fishing, foraging, hunting, making their living off the land and off the water, not by farming. These were foraging peoples who managed to do quite well here, taking advantage of the many resources that this rich estuary provided. And what we see today are unfortunately not the people themselves, but what they've left behind, the many, many shell middens and shell mounds that exist around the greater Tampa Bay area. The shell middens, of course, right here where we are standing. Across the river at the Emerson Point Park, we have the Portavant shell mounds, a very, very nice example of what we would call a Mississippian platform temple mound complex with a plaza and shell living areas flanking the plaza, very nicely preserved and open to the public. On the north side of Emerson Point, we have Terracea Bay, which again is just a very rich area for human habitation. On the north side of Terracea Bay, we have the Madeira Bickle Mound, another shell mound that can be visited by the public with a boardwalk leading to the top. You have to imagine is a world very different than ours, a world in which there are no modern conveniences, no roads, no modern technology, but a world in which people had to make their living completely by learning how to harvest the foods from the natural world, how to make their technology from what was at hand, like shells and stone, how to make pottery out of locally available clay, how to build their homes using natural plant materials that were growing in the area, and being subjected to the environment for the good and the bad. Sometimes environmental changes caused slight movements in populations around the bay, but nonetheless, over a period of time, the people were able to live in a quite stable, productive way, building large sites, many of them with temple or platform mounds where public ceremonies would have taken place, large village areas composed of the shellfish and fish and other food remains that would have been discarded after their meals. Looking at this area of Tampa Bay, Terracea Bay, Boca Ciega across in the Pinellas Point area, we have really one of the hot spots of Native American settlement in the, say, AD 400 or 500 up to about AD 1200. The area was densely populated by the standards of the time. People living in settlements around the bay, connecting to each other, we know, with canoe travel and probably foot trails leading around. This is basically the scene that was present when Hernando de Soto came into this area of Florida in 1539. We don't know that he set foot exactly here, that we could find his footprint on the beach where we stand. Nonetheless, we know that the landing zone, somewhere within a radius of several miles here for sure, de Soto made landfall, and the Native American world after that point would never be the same. The populations in the area, the native peoples, suffered as a result of the Europeans being here, but didn't completely die out or leave the area. And there are some further recorded contacts between Europeans and native populations in this area through the 1600s and 1700s. Populations, however, did decline, and eventually By the late 1700s, early 1800s, there were very few native peoples still living in this area. But we still had people hoping to make a fruitful living from the sea here. And we had people coming in that established these ranchos or small fish camps up and down the coast. One right here in this vicinity, another one right across the Manatee River out at the tip of Sneed Island, where the famous William Bunce had a rancho. The rancho people were involved in a commercial trade with Cuba and other places, selling dried fish after they had netted them in the shallow waters of the bay, making a fairly decent living at it. That's basically the way until very recently that people survived in this area, by making a living directly off the shallow, very bountiful waters of the Manatee River, Terracea Bay, Lower Tampa Bay, and all the way across to Pinellas Point.